out of the Shemaya, the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosfos, basically under the figure over here on Tzamach Daleth, and I'll put the very bottom. We went through the, all the various horrors back and forth, but we didn't see any of the other Rishonim yet. And so today our mission is to go to the Rishonim and see what they say, and then try to comment a little bit on what they say, and we'll be good. And then after that we'll try to discuss some of the Shulchan Aruch matters. That's very pushing. There's a lot of interesting... let's pose the first question, maybe the most important question, the very beginning. I found an Ritva. Ooh, wow. Someone asked me yesterday in Shia. What do you mean, V'yir Achad? I'm jumping ahead of myself. So let's start from the beginning. Not everybody was here. The Gemara says, the Machlok is a Shlish Naman or Baal Naman. The Baal says, the Pekod and the Shlish of the Gerishim. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for Abuna? The Amis is the Gerishim Yavani Alei, the Dido Aviyavala, Nihala. Had he wanted to give her the get, he would have given her the get in their own hand. What's this to play with a Shliach for? So Rashi says, Ha'ish V'isha Yachad Be'ir. Somebody piped up in Shia and said, what do you mean he Be'ir? I live in Riverdale and she lives in Staten Island. God, traffic, God, yeah. It's taking for a tour, an hour and a half to get there. So me, that's a very good reason why I gave it to the Shliach Lele Kabbalah. The Shliach Lele was kind enough to come to Riverdale. Save me an hour trip there and an hour trip back. No? We were sort of stumped. Oh, I wrote the wrong one. I brought Alice. I don't want to have over here. I wasn't even paying attention. Yeah, please. Forgive me. I put the wrong one in. So the Ritva, oh, I found, thank you very much. Now the Ritva, be careful, it's two parts. There's the Chidushim Miksav Yad, and the Chidushim Rabbeinu Kresi. I think today's Rambam Tomas has one of each, if I'm not mistaken. No, I had the one Rabbeinu Kresi, because I thought that?
Yes.
That's the second half. That's the one that was printed, actually. Whenever you see someone who lived before the year of Shin Mem something, and quote the Ritva, they call what they call Rabbeinu Kresi Vidal. Okay, that's the... it was always printed and known as the Ritva. Kedushim Miksav Yad is some other Kiddush for this. So it may be the Ritva. It's also not the Ritva, but they both are printed over here. Listen to what he says. I was excited to see this. He says, Ad kalok omar avuna lehecha de dairi tarvayu v'choster achat. Not here achat. Here achat can mean an hour away. So that's why I gave it to the Shliach, to save himself an hour trip each way. No. B'chotzer achas. They're in one yard. The mamash right there. That's the pshat. I mean, that's probably normally the way it is. He's divorced. He's still coming back. So all that time he's in or out. And now it says, goodbye, honey. Have a good life. Yeah, out of here. So meanwhile, before he sends her out, b'chotzer achas. She's right there. That's the pshat. So I found something. If you want to look it up, it's Kalam Kuflam Adayin and it's Kedushim Miksav Yad. I think it's quoted originally the name of the Ramah, Ramei Alevizal. It was one of the Gedolei Rishonim, and apparently he said, Yirachat v'nei mitzchot Yirachat. So whoever said, who said that? Who? Shemachat Ramah. Meredith. It doesn't say that Shulchan Aruch, that's the problem. He says, Yirachat. But I thought, you're right. I never got to say it on my own, but now I have the Ramah to say it. So I'm wondering, you know, if you have to go across the George Washington Bridge, well, actually, the case we described yesterday really would have to, because he was in the same shuna. It was in the same building. It was both the same building. One on the first floor, one on the third floor. So that would have been a problem even according to the Ramah. But someone who is a different community, even though it's in the same city, the same mayor, pay the same taxes, it wouldn't be a problem according to this Ramah. Shkoyer. Chavad Ramah. Just give a kiddush. Okay. So, the Misa, the Legerish, and Yavini, Alei, Ledi, Dohab, I would have given it to her. So therefore, the Regesa, if it's believed to say, gave it to Pekod. Abchir says, no. Shlishneva, the Hohemne. What does Hemne mean? We had to tell yesterday about focus, Rashi, and Tosis. Rashi tells him, she's Migu, which means Biyodo. He could have given it over. And therefore, the Shlish could have given it to the woman, and then it would what she would have been believed. So therefore, you believe him right now. And the Tosfos says no, and they mean that the Baal gave over the Nemanis to the Shlish, even if he's telling a lie. Afa Pishu Meshaker. Has to do the Rashash. How far did the Rashash go? Unbelievable. Now even what? Two ways of against. What's the difference? It doesn't matter. I don't care. Fact. No, because you're confused with the fact. I gave it over to this man, this Shlish. I was mommy, and I gave credibility that whatever he said, don't. So I don't care the two of them again. It doesn't make a difference. I gave it to him, and he says it's a Shem Gesh. By definition, Shem Gesh. It's like a kind of old dog, thousand Kinezo. No matter how many they have, it's irrelevant. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Chavin, the man himself. To the Rajva, he's way up in the Marble Covenant. And even more, the Ferris is told to Rosh. Right over here, the Rosh Hashanah is the God, the Chavin, the Gedolei Arishon. Good. There's an interesting question which is raised. What should we do first? There's so much to do with the sugya. Let's go in order. The Gemara, as we saw yesterday, asks the Kasha, first the Kasha from a Braisa, so first the Kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is referring to what kind of a Shaliach Rabotai? Shlich LeKabbalah. So this seems to be clear as day that the Gemara is shy over here, but Ravuna Rav Shechis is about Shlich LeKabbalah. There's a problem. The problem is she does a riff. The riff. The double problem with the Rift. The Rift changed his mind how to paskin, as the Mefarshim explained. And moreover, the Rift seems to learn our Gemara, believe it or not, and it would respect to the Shliach LaHolacha. Shliach LaHolacha? How can that be, the Mefarshim? Shliach LaHolacha? The Gemara has to catch a Tanan, and Tanan referring to a Shliach, the Kabbalah. No, until they fly him. How do you understand it? So the answer is given already by the Rajva, the simple answer, who says, well, the Rif said, what's the difference? Shliach LaHolacha, Shliach LaKabbalah, it's all the same thing. Either the Shliach has credibility or not credibility. So although the Gemara is capable of the Shliach LaHolacha, nonetheless, the Machlok is by Shliach LaHolacha, rather, the Gemara felt comfortable asking a kasha from Shliach LaKabbalah, because it's Hava Atalia. He said, the Hesh is according to the Rashba. The Hesh is the Kavan Shaget Yotzi Mitachas Yoda, Yad HaIsha, Din Shliach Kabbalah, Din Shliach LaHolacha, Shavit. Shem Shem Yotzi Miyoda, V'umoda Shinotzula, Shliach LaHolacha, Oizun Lugureshet, Ven Yochel Abdebo, Hilgul Zevet Zeh Shavit. In other words, where he made a Shliach LaHolacha, and the Get is now emerging from the woman's hand, is the equivalent of we made a Shliach LaKabbalah, and the Get is emerging from the Shliach LaKabbalah's hand. Right, in either case, if the man is with the cousin, it's Dvar Batalim. In either case, the Machlok of Ravuna of Chisda, whether he has credibility or not. It's a simple shot in the Rashi, but he quotes it from the Rif himself. Initially, if you have Alpha, but Shuva, I know, it's a Rif, I don't have the Shuva to Rif. But he quotes from the Rashi, because this question and answer sounds in the Rif itself. The writer is some of the more convoluted shot, a bit of a more convoluted shot that's a different kind of shot. It's not, Aisha, with Kabbalah, etc., means there's no other eighth in the world for the woman to get divorced, but to have a shlich LeKabbalah with Eidim on the Minun and Eidim on the Mesirin. What do you need that for? Just have a shlich LeHolacha. That's how the Raj seems to understand, which is against what the Shuvah Taruf says according to the Rajva. Okay, fine. Now, how do Rif know they're referring to a case of shlich LeHolacha? Do you understand this? I mean, the Pashim Shad Shlich LeKabbalah, right? That's the mission. What impelled or what led the Rift to say the first of Shlich LeHolah? Anybody have an idea? Next for you. What do you mean the next for you? I don't think so. That's going to be just proof. Maybe that's how he passed the Kahuna. That's the next part of it, how he passed. No, I think it says in Mefarshim that he got it from here. The Gemara at the very end of this sugya, before the next sugya, the Gemara says as follows. Umo de Rav Huna. The Umbra has a Gemara in Mensis. The Umbra, with a little dollar, the Mishpat dollar. The Umbra, Kamoi D.D. The Gerish and Yav in L.A. Mehemna. Migu the boy, Amra the Dido, Yahweh, Nihale Baal. What does that mean? That the woman herself, the pashas, if the get is coming out of her hand, not so the rush yet, the 2 days, but the get is in her hand, or even if it's back on the shliach's hand. So the pashas is in her hand, if the get is coming out of her hand, and she said, listen, yes, you're right, it was given to the shliach. But I was there, and I saw my own eyes, and they gave it to the shliach, with our shliach of the Kabbalah. She didn't believe, and she divorced immediately. Even her phone agreed to that. Why? Migu. She could have said, it was given to me straight. Every woman walked over to get Mekuyim and says, here, the bill of divorce, I got it myself. She, of course, was a Russian. That's what the get we all know. Day one, we talk about this. A get is a Shtakir, a Shtaraya. So she's a Miku. The get was given directly to her. This being the case, everyone, right? The Gemara at the end seems to be referring to a case where the get is coming out of her own hand. That's the pashtus. But then what do we know more there? If the previous sugya wasn't discussing with the get was in her hand, rather than the get was in the shliach hand, it's not me'ain. So this language is by the rush in the other direction. I'll show you the rush. This is where the riff got it from, the opposite of the rush. Take a look, if you don't mind. Open to the rush, dim and ches. Dim and ches. Dim and ches. Okay, the Rosh Simen Ches, when he commented on our Gemara, on the last Gemara here at the very end of page, I don't know, it's called 32, and then it's on this Amad Bey's page, and this, with this Gemara, standard, he just made a use this, so I can tell you where everything is. Standard page. End of the Amad Bey's over here. What's it called in your place? 212, 212, okay? Area code 212. The end of the page. What does it say? What does it say over here? It says, Kasha Li, the last 3 lines, let's put a small nunnet. The Kasha Li, the high mode, lo havi me'ein pluktayu, the inu, abun rav chitza, ayru, kshaget biyad ha-shlish. And over here, the pashtus is, the get is in whose hand? The get is in the woman's hand. That's bothering the rush. She says, well, maybe, the yeshad afilo aget biyad ha-shlish me'anda. Wow, maybe, he's not sure if that's true, or if it's not true, doesn't know. The Rif said, Faker, Adarab, since the Gemara at the end, the Pasha is referring to a case where it's in her hand, and he has it, what was the Russian Lashon? Me'ein Plutayu, he wants that both Mu'achlach Lashon should be Me'ein one another, and at the end, it's mashma. It's referring to a shliach lo'olocha, right? Where'd he get it from? Take a look over here. The Ran is exactly the opposite. The Ran is page 58, the last one and a half. Avo, nimta l'arif b'tshuva, shapir ishmu afenu b'shliach lo'olocha, u'b'shaget yotim itakha gara isha. Tafilu hachi l'rabuna ba'al nema. So hey, be right. How do you know this is the case? With Amina the Kamon, he Amar Kamoi the Dila Gerish Miyame in the LA, Mehemna, Migu the Boy, Amar next page Lamed, with the D Yahweh in the LA. Remain on Takas Yara Isha, Echi Motis Amra Hachi. No, see, it's the same, the angle of two directions. The Rush is bothered. The Gemara is obviously by Shliach the Kabbalah and the Shliach fan. What do you do with the Gemara? Umodes, maybe it's true even if the get is now back on the shliach's hand, she still believes in the original migu. And the rift's faket, for the fact that it's in her hand means that even the first gemara is in her hand. How can that be? Shliach lo halacha. So the rana doesn't like it. Uvavare she'ein zu raya machrat. Nah. He called the name out. Tachi kama. Tachi osi lebezin. Okay, when it comes to bezin, have it yochlo lemeim arochi, who can also go tap you lemala. Viashka migu in that then, when Sanhedrin left Laman Aleph. Migu di bai kalti, we could have done. what you could have done. In other words, the Gemara at the end is referring to a case with an Ishliach's hand. And what kind of Migu? With the Migu, thank you. The Migu, what could have been said by her at a time when it was in her hand. He rejects the Raya of the Rift. The Rift Raya was, but the passions in the Gemara mode, the Rabun at the end, is when the get is coming out of the woman's hand. And since he adopts the main principle that we saw in the Rosh, so presumably the Gemara before Abuna Chit is also coming out of her hand. How can that be? Must be Shluch Le'olacha.
What do you mean? She can still get her hand.
It could be. You're right. Okay, but once it's in her hand, then there's nothing wrong with Rav Shad in the Gemara. Shluch Le'olacha. And the Rosh is ridiculous. It's all the further to get it in the Shliach's hand. And the Shliach Le'Kabbalah. If she's in the Shliach's hand, what do you mean she's believing in Migu? She could have said it, it's given to me directly. She could have passed that. She could have passed that. It's also good enough witnessing Gemara Sanhedrin. Dam Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. That's what it says. Fine. No, very good. The Gemara is pretty different. So what does the Gemara say? Umode Ravuna. When does Ravuna agree? That if she said the Farish, I saw the get being given from the husband to the Shliach LeKabbalah in my presence, for shame, Farishin, she's believed, finished. In the case of the Gemara before, she said nothing. She has no clue what happened. That's the distinction. That's another interesting thing. We saw yesterday, based upon the Gemara, the Rashi, that the only time Ravuna's Lachmir, Ravuna's only Lachmir in a case in which the three people are all in the same city. Right? Right? Oh, I saw another Harifus in the Ritva. I'm not sure if it was the one you say after the Mahamad Thomas or was the other one. I keep forgetting where I see these things. He says, where did the Santa Gemara are they all three in the same city? What do you mean by a clear blue sky? You see this? You know, this is I forgot which one this is really. He says, that's why the Gemara uses the expression shlish. You see this? Maybe it was in the Ksaviyat story. I keep forgetting what things are. He says, what do you use the word shlish? Use the word shliach. Is that the shlish? The shlish is much of the shlishi, a third. And the third is what they call the third man in the ring. The book right there about some kind of referee. The third man in the ring. So you want to, no? Oops, I don't have such a recollection, huh? Pkiyas. Mr. Yesterday, if the Mets and the Yanks both win, I said yesterday, man, I give a tonight and the get would be good. Too late, blow him. They both lost, I said. Oh, okay. That's wishful, I don't know. That's how fun it is. So so they're only in the same town. How do you know they're in the same town? Where's the remnants for the shots? How do you make up a thing out of the clear blue sky? So I think he says, one of the rituals, I forgot which one now, that's the expression of the word shlish, the third man in the ring. That means this is third, the three people in the time, number three. But if one is in New York and one is in LA, you wouldn't call him a shlish because you might call him a shliach. Because there aren't three people in the same town. They're harifas. I'm not sure where I saw it. I saw it somewhere. Well, yeah. Whatever it is, I don't go through shots. But I guess he could have used the word shliach. That's a shot. Otherwise, you can't use the word shliach. Shlish is a trustee. But here you could have used the word shliach. So why do you use the word shlish? To indicate that there's a shlishi but here, and they're all the same. City. Hold on a second. Well. I understand. I'm just trying to find this now. Where is this? Wasn't the Mahamad Thomas that you had in the Ritva? In the, you know, the Rabbi de Kreskes? It wasn't there? I think I have a funny feeling it was in this book somewhere. But whatever, it's very hard for me to remember where what's what is, because it's such a two different form and effect, yeah. I don't remember. Maybe it's in the Rabbi de Kreskes. Kitzur, that's how you know. The interesting, one second. Second look. Stand here. Yeah. quickly, you don't find things. But it's somewhere, I thought somewhere that expression of Stuart Slish means that they're all three in the same city. Good. We'll find it some other time. About that. Good. Now, notice what the Ran goes on in the very next line on page Lamed. Remember, it's the third line. We said, Miyuk Yomer Avuna de Baal Neman, Afa Pisha Ged Yotzi Matachas Ad Isha, Tafka Bishnei and Birachas. Kimo Shekot Tafki Lamao, the Shita Trashi Zal. That's very important. Limited to one city. He limits to one city, even though it's saying she does a rib at Shliach La'olam. Why is that critical? It's against the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel, Zim, Mepharash, and Shulchan Aruch, I don't know, he should have had a run, said differently. He said the only time he needs the Irachas is according to Shita's Rashi, not going to Shita's her rib. That's against the Ran, Mepharash reports out there, Beis Shmuel is against the Ran. Okay. Now, you may recall, so yesterday posted the Gevaldige Kasha. The Kasha is, if you're going to say that the Baal is Neman, how in the world is a Shliach Lo'olocha ever going to work to say the Fonei Nechta, and thereby stave off the era of Baal, because they could pull out his Adabah. But because, boom, it'll win. So what's the whole purpose of the Fonei Nechta? So, what did Ron say to the very line? Makamacher. The Fonei Nechta, he sent from Medina Tayam Terrace to Jerome. There the Ether doesn't apply, so there everyone agrees that the Shlish is never in China. The problem is the Gemara back on that vote. That's the problem. Mishchuna the Shchuna. You send a get from Farfar the Flatbush, you can say the Fonei Nechta. What good is that? It's interesting, Asher, according to what you said, with that Ramash, maybe no problem. Mishkuna was Shkuna. Mishkuna was Shkuna. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Doesn't mean we call it Shkuna. I think God was Shkuna by his regard. I think God was Shkuna, I don't know. But you know, Mishkuna was Shkuna, yeah, it's already, it's a court trip. But the Shkuna was Shkuna, how far is it? What, 2 hours, 3 hours? It probably wasn't considered like within one chutzpah. Right. Understand that, true. But if there were, I'm saying, the word shkuna doesn't mean a neighbor, means it was in a very small radius. Probably even the Ramah would agree. So the question becomes, the new mishkuna, the shkuna, should be believed because of the anisa, because of the Kohen Rabuna. So the Titus gave a teret. Titus gave two terutim. What are two terutim? Two, he left. True, they lived in the same shkuna, but the one authorized the guest, made a shliach and chen, and went to a different city. Okay? So that's why the Nechem is valid. That tells us two terutz. The Ran gives, I think, three other terutz. Right? I think, right? Three other terutz. Over and above the two of Tosus, it's going to be called the five. Here's the Ran for those who want to be together. It's page 58. Here's the Kasha on the Dibur Matzul Rav Una. Quote above the Yitzharach Loma. Before I nichta, I'm going to say that bracket. So that's what I'm saying. I feel him is shuna. So Lomar, before I nichta, lav the yoti balam arav the pikot. The Lomar's kachinin bay. The vadele rabuna never. But if it came and it took him, I bought another before I nichta. Lo plug b'chomokom shein edim b'tuyim. Umiyi b'irachas the yoti balam arav mashkinin bay. How do you like that? The first is enochinami. If the Baal comes to the throne, because it will be Nehman. But if he doesn't come, so then say the Fonei Nechta. Aye, but the Fonei Nechta is made to stave off the Baal has a bomb he can pull out. Well, kind of a low plume. They require you to say the Fonei Nechta in every case. You know, in this particular case, called the Rav Huna, the Baal can have the upper hand at the end by saying that because. Teretz 1. Teretz 2. Hinami. Tichyamer Rav Huna, Baal Nehman, Dafka Vishdech Kabbalah, Digareyas of the Kaven Shiodo Kiyodo Lidido Hava Mosale. Ava Vishkliya Koloko Leka Reusa Shalorata Limsa Losha Disgarish Miyat. We can explain very easily, very readily, why to give against her hand. He wants a tax break. They should be married on a few hours, we gave the example yesterday. So that's why there's no Reusa. So Vishkliya Koloko, everyone agrees that the Shalish is believed. Give all the comparison. That's the substance of terror. Sorry. Only by Shliach LeKabbalah do we say, Rabbuna says, there's no din of hemne. Why not? It's the Ibisa. If you wanted to give it, if you wanted to get the divorced, you should give it the rent straight to your wife. But the comment of Shliach LeKabbalah, we don't say that, because he wants to get the divorced, it affects the 6 hours from now. You can't do it, I give it to your wife. So therefore, he gave it to the Shliach LeKabbalah. So bring it to him in 6 hours. Yes. Give a shliach LeKabbalah al tonight. Yes. Very good. He wants the mitzvah to be effective in the 6 hours. Just say, I'm harei ze giter, v'aget yochol le'acha sheisho. Le'acha yom echa, some of that. The answer is, I'll tell you the answer. We try very hard to avoid tonight and avoid lachas man. As a matter of fact, man is there. There's almost nobody in the world who ever made a get out tonight. I mean, of course, the best of America, the ever get out. Now, the answer is probably no. The reason is, that the Kavachomer of Shliach LeKabbalah, okay, don't do it because you're afraid to get mixed up in the laws of Harshah. Just imagine the laws of tonight. We're going to be spending so much time on it, the laws of tonight, but it really doesn't happen in real life because they're afraid to do it. They make a mistake when they go to the roof and you didn't do the tonight couple, you didn't do Kodom the Meister. You do, hey, what goof, and the whole thing is not their actual fish. So that's the we're afraid to start up with this kind of thing. You're right.
I mean, that
was
the thing to do that. I
don't
understand the...
Right. It's only latter-day Chassidus paranoia. It's not a Gemara. I wasn't smart about that. It's a good question. I don't know. You've got to think about it. I don't know. Yes, Ali. What's the book? Yeah.
Didn't the rabbi come out before,
like the rabbi? No, he just quoted the rabbi. He's not telling the story. No. To the contrary, I don't think it's very accurate to us. Right, third step, Inami. The Chikomer Avon about them a dafto. Shua dayin biyad shlish. For Avon Achikomer. And he's a little garish, Yavid, Dal, Lishlish. Liddy do have a yoiv lea shlish. Whee-hee! A revisionist shot in the Gemara. We understood that the Dor HaVeYoav Lo, that the husband would have given the get straight to the wife. Not they all are. Everyone in this room should learn that way. Is there anyone who will tell me the truth? Is anyone in this room who learned the Gemara differently at first glance? Nobody. Except for the Ran. He wants to take shots? No. But the Dor HaVeYoav Lo means that the Shlish would have given the get to the wife. Not that the Bow would have given it to the wife. The Shlish would have given it to the wife. Oh, come on. After he says shot, believe it or not, he says again, one more time. If he says the garish in the Ave, Baal, the Shlish, Lididor, the Ave, a Shlish. Lohoyah, Mach, the other, his Okevan, Shalom, the Sorrow, the Muchab, the Tikon, the Ave, the Shlish, who the Tzuruk, the Machavik. It's a teaser. Abba, the Shagi, I guess the other, Shuvay, and Abba, Nemon, Abba, the Shayna, the Wen, and Zori. What's the answer? The answer is, the only time that the husband is believed is when the get is still in the hands of the shlish. And the reason is, the fact that shlish didn't give it to the woman is itself an indication of some kind of foul play. It's only a pikkudin, something of this nature. Once the get is given to is in the woman's hands, she's already believed completely. So you say, before nechta, give it to her, and the game is up. This is the third territory of the round. But as far as the people a little bit about the Torah, why should the Shlish bother giving it to her to get it? Because after all, it's a Shlich LeKabbalah. She's already divorced. So they say, well, she's a Raya. In the olden days, they kept the get before they didn't rip it up because of Shas HaShmat. Okay, this is a three Torah with some of the Ram. Very nice. Each Torah is a beautiful Torah. I'm sorry? The opposite. Yeah. We rip up Gittin, I rip Gittin is not there, so no one should see it. They're not choking around. And if the woman take a get and show it to somebody, I found here a mistake. I'm not kidding. They find mistakes. And I thought, oh, you're not really divorced. Let's give you a muscle, Bia. Someone, without mentioning a name, someone gave me a ksuba.
Ksuba?
Written beautifully, ksuba happened to be written in Ksaba Shuri, it's a very nice ksuba, and asked me to make any changes I want to make, because they're the same text, it's going to be another wedding, and they want to use the same text more or less, and they'll change the names, of course, but the aside from the changing of the name, always the same exact text. Do I have any comments about the text? I've made about 7 corrections, in the standard text of a ksuba, which I would prefer, which this ksuba didn't have. A youth where it shouldn't have been, and they're missing you where it should have been, and evolve, but things are nothing major. Just imagine, the woman has a get, and she plans to get divorced, and she sold her to the rabbi somewhere in the next town, which is going to get married. The get, they'll have a heyday. You know how rabbis are. They love to pick on our peers. So, oh, look, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Go back and ready to get another get. Goodbye. No good. Because I'm afraid of that happening, maybe later up on him, so they're going to get it in Geneva. No one's going to see it. And I've been a time at a cherem against the Rosh Hashem on a get. I'm not kidding. A cherem. Every single get that's given. Has been in a get in your life? Have we went through this once before? Who saw a get once? Huh? It was the last thing was done. I've been a time at a cherem. Oh, no, I wasn't given yet. There was no cherem yet. The cherem was after it was actually given to the woman. After it was given, they say, I've been a time at a cherem. We'll see later. It's supposed to have been the Mordechai and the Gittin, I believe. As a cherem against anyone once you're allowed to get. Boom. Look at the whole people, whenever they say to get no good, well, I mean, it happens to me in this case. It's really fun. The only method is really good. I call upon him, they made a chayram, and the way to enforce the chayram, they can't even see the get. Can't see the get. They can't say it's possible. So how do you know she's in fact divorced? So we rip it up, put it in the file, the bed, and hide it in the lock and key, and give her what we call a p'tur. A p'tur is a certificate that she's divorced. What is the mistake of the p'tur? I was once involved in a get, a really tough get. Whoa! It was back 10 years. It took a while, back and forth, and acrimony. And finally, the get is given, and the husband, and the dying writes a psur, and the lady, who was not a Talmud Chacham, picked up right away a mistake in the psur. Because the dates were wrong. Something was just a basic mistake. Yeah, all right, so we fixed it. We made a new psur. There was no scandal, no tararam, it's only the psur. The psur is just a receipt, it's a proof. There's nothing intrinsic about the psur. We'll discuss this later, some of the halachas of Pshurim, and maybe quote the Chazanish would be not being done probably nowadays, again, but it's only the Pshurim. That's what I, nothing to do with Shas HaShema. That's just a coincidence. They're ripping out, and it's different rips. They have to rip it much more, because no one should know really what it was, except if you're an expert. We just make one little tiny slit in the middle. You just fold and forth slit, to come out, like a little, just a carabelle. The hours can be read perfectly. Perfectly. Look, I gave you a get the first day. What happened to that get? I guess he was never given. I didn't even see a rip in the middle. He was never given. Or they patched up the ribs. You can't tell the difference. Lock it away. You don't give it to the woman. Ah, good question. What do you want? Very good question. To show that this should not be used as a proof. The proof is rather than the proof. Otherwise, you may collect the super twice. All kinds of machinations take place. That's a shot in Minigo. All right. Fine.
Again,
right. Star also. Fine. I'm just going in order because there's lots to discuss and I don't want to jump out of order. You may recall, we're still in the Rashi. You may recall we saw a Rashi that seemed to say that in this case a woman is not required to bring proof that she's a shliach l'kabbalah. She's making a claim she's a shliach l'kabbalah. Presumably not bring any proof that she in fact is a shliach l'kabbalah. So the Mefarshim asked, the Ran, let's see the Ran over here. The Ran is in a narrow line, so we'll say about 8 or 9 from the end of the narrow line. Hikshu alav, that's the concept of Kengas and Rashi's out. Hikshu alav. Imi sashen yadu alonu. Shere shvich l'kabbalah, which is the inference of Rashi. My time of the Rav Kis is amash vishnevan. Shavare lo hemne yala b'masha b'yono ratos. Shavare b'yono yala litno la isha. I will hate him, the hemde, loma, shetem, the group, is gareshit, the kabbalah, so, when he gets it, there's no way that he's a shlich, the kabbalah. The shlich, the pishu, no. The afkhis, the lokom, ela, the hika, sade, shu, shlich, kabbalah. The next to the last line, in the Ran, the narrow line, in the Ran. Good. We read it slowly yesterday, and they argue with the Rosh. Utsvihani, the last narrow line. After the Rehem, hecha, the hemde, loma, shetis, gareshit, the kabbalah, so, lo, bal, yachaloma, lo, yadati, shahoy, shlich, kabbalah, ולהולך לסעדבו. כפיל ידענו שיהוד הבעל ששליח לקבולה, היך אמינו לומר, אמינו לומר של לקבולה לסענבו. ולא להולך, how do you know? So when you drink a cup, you tell me you have to have some outside corroboration that it's a shliach lekabbalah, even if there's a two edim corroborate that there was an appointment of this person to shliach lekabbalah, that's a far cry from the knowledge that was given over the Torah shliach lekabbalah. What must you answer? The answer: the chikamah of kizda, the shlish neman, the emne, haim elomar, shimugureshes bekabbalato, mishah shiadanu shiaisha hoisa imo. She's only divorced in the time that we know that the two of them are in the same room. The came and the hemne lit no law. He gave her the credibility of giving the get to her of Yodo oil, lit no law. Called the Rashi to be a hemne is Yodo. Apa bow, no snow low. Al da, she tiskarish, the koma, she be Yodo latos. The came and she desire. Shushliach Kabbalah. Hari disgarsha misha shayohisha v'hashlish yachad b'kabbalato. Nitok shebiyodo litnolo. Aval inyan she disgarsh misha rishona. Aval pi she'en ha'isha imo. Vadai lo. Telohem ne'el v'ma shebiyodo. Look at this chiddush. Look at this chiddush. They're only divorced in the time that they're in the same room. Oh, Shema, no. Ein abal medaktek b'shov. Helekeva shiyodea shebiyodo of the shliach. Lit no love sheyim se'ena. Ach me'achshem gomer v'no sein. Shimu shliach kabbalah shetizgaresh me'ato. That's kind of a hemna. Even from right now, he couldn't have given to it this very moment. So that's the case. We can find for Rashi too. Chelat de Rashi actually lomar the cave and shabishah shabol the bezin. Call them shabbal lipikodem. Oh, you yochel it not leisha. Leisha if the mekablotam biyado on that stage. Neman lomar shliach kabbala hayisi ulekabbala nitnali. Neman lekach nizgash mishah zu. Ama mishah rishon avanel olo. Liran is saying. Shat and Rashi, that although there's no proof of the Shliach LeKabbalah, but since this man had the ability to give the get to the woman directly, from that point on the ability was his, he's divorced, the divorce works, based on the ability that he has to give it to her directly. But not earlier. Not earlier. You believe in the Shliach LeKabbalah, but Migu, but Biyodo, could have given the get into her hand. Well, Ms. Dian Devere Rashi's out. That feel a bit of lack in a shlish kabbalah shlish nema with the parchina b'shmaitin ramai nehemne l'shlish. That implies that there are no aid that he's in fact a shlish. We'll get to that a little bit later. This is the Ran. Good. What's the proof? Kimosh echta v'faneinu b'siyata d'shmaya. What does that mean? Where exactly is the proof? Where does the Ran say this? Where does it say this? It's in the next paragraph, Shani. That's where it's found. It's actually three paragraphs later. Shani. What did the Gemara say? Let's take a look over here. It's, how should I say it? Even to where it says on the left side, the Gemara Rava, you see that? The left hand margin of the Ran. See the Gemara Rava to the Rava. The very next one. Toward the end of it, the Parchinon. For the Hamni the Shlish. What does that mean? We have the Kasha. Let's believe the Shlish. Parminon, Tainach Omra. We know you need Adam to see what that is, in fact, that duly appoint the Shlish. But Kibbalmin Lamalin. Mukhat. Shafilu ein edim shushliach kabbalah nevon. Right? That's what it says. Lehem nelishlish. Right? Lehem nelishlish. If there's no edim that is a shlishlich kabbalah, you still believe the kamosha kot, the rashi lemala. The lo lizgash mishar rishona. The vada in biyodo. El lizgash b'kabbalah. So mishar zu shahu omer shushliach kabbalah. Ve'elech mitok shabiyodo litnala. U'kamosha kotafdi lemala. What exactly is the raya? What exactly is the raya? No, what's the raya? Let's go over the raya. What's the raya? Tainak armbro, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah,
that's it. that's chazer again. We're supposed to keep one hand in the ran and turn to the gemara. You don't have to go to the snow by heart. That's the problem. So let's first see the pasuk that the ran is bringing a raya. The gemara says it's solid. Quotes the mishnah. The two edim about the minoi and about the kabbalah. Ramai lehendel shlish. Let's believe the shlish completely. Who needs any edim? Gemara says, Mika nafek gita mitosa yodei to lehemne. So the shlish had to get, no, how he had to get if he believed completely. Now that he has, no, that he has, that he doesn't have to get, because it was ripped up, that's why you have to have edim. Tenach amra, kiva lomali. So understand, in the case of the situation where it's not mitachas yado, we understand why you need edim of amra, that there was a meaning. What's the impression? If the get is in fact nothing mitachas yado, you don't even need edim who say that it's a meaning. You don't need it. He's the shliach of the self-belief to say that he was appointed as the shliach l'kabbalah. Explained, but not for the first moment. Only for the moment of you had to be yado. You had to be yado. Now the slight problem, which the Ran brings up over here. How do you know that the Baal knew that the guy was shliach l'kabbalah? In order for the get to be good, the Baal knows shliach l'kabbalah. How do we know that he knows that? That's the Ran cash over here towards the bottom. Give him a little shine. Hold on a second. Yeah, the cash like this. Tmihani. This is the Ran. I can't say what it is. It's the equivalent of the source of the last line of the Hagol Chavos Yor, which says, I am the Rosh, and I say a line over there. Tmihani, Umad Lema under the Kabbalah Yavin Yale. Very nice, he wears a title called Shliach L'Kabbalah. Who said it was given for that? Maybe the Baal gave, we had the whole, remember the whole first mission in the parak? She made him a Kabbalah, he gave it L'Ho Locha. But he gave it the Shlish Omar, Bishosh, I get the Odo, to the Kabbalah, Yavin, Yale Sagi. That's what Gemara means, that his statement, while the get is under his arm, is sufficient. Yachi, Amra Nami Tikshilan, Lamali. So we need Eilat about the Mina Shlichus. The Dama Shlish Vishasha, who Haya Aget Biyado, the E Amra Lizki Mitoksha Biyado, Lidola. So while the get is in his hands, he don't need, now he don't need Kiwi, he don't need Amra either. So apparently it's not a practical case in which it's in his hands. So not in his hands, so the question becomes, one more time. If you'll say, there are Adim who say, the Shlish says, while it gets in his hands. He got in the Kabbalah, who did they mean to him? We need it for. So, Vinicoli, Dachi Kama. Kiva Lamali, but the Ika Adim the Umrah. If we know for a fact that the husband appointed this guy as a shliach l'kabbalah, and that the husband knew that fact, that suffices for us. We need not know, based on the corroboration of two witnesses, that the get was given from the husband to the shliach l'kabbalah, the Torah shliach l'kabbalah. We can just assume that. The cave is the cause of the Vari Baal Yahweh Niale. Be you Yoda, the Shliach Kabbalah Have, Mitzdama Isol, the Neymar, to the Kabbalah Yahweh Niale. The cave is the Bid the Omar Le Helech Sagi. We know what it means. See here too? Yesem Litzvah says, Avadai, will Anichas HaSafik. He lo temochi, you say I'm wrong. Af shagei yotzi b'dachat zirei ha'isha ha'meko shlomar. Shem ala olocha nesan olo ara mokom ploni. As we already saw the Gemara of Chavdalim, you can make the woman itself a shliach olocha to a certain place. And then give over the get to somebody else, give back to you, old story. What's the answer? Elavare elalochus l'tenoyim v'inyonim she'enado yodim k'shel litzvos hadavar b'ma sh'atfisa mochachas olav b'vad. Important line. Sh'atfisa mochachas olav b'vad. We're just taking a straight face value. Sorry, ena mochachas elahelech u'v'kachim m'gureshet b'kavalato. So therefore, we assume it was given over the Torah Shliach LeKabbalah. Who me you? Dafka b'kimla shafar hu yodea shu Shliach Kabbalah. Hola v'ochi lo lo lo. Shen fi tisot amokachas ela d'amal lehelech fe'elech l'mi shen abal yodea shu Shliach Kabbalah la av l'shem Kabbalah. Listen, the husband didn't know he's a Shliach LeKabbalah, so he wasn't in the mental capacity to give it over the Torah Shliach. So then it would be no good for sure. But then he backed out. Or actually, Loma the Kemish at Tisa should tough as the get. Rome, Mochachas, the Helech Amale, the Nono the Safek or the Kaddish, Mashiach the Hokokabo, Aminan, the Ome Helech with Shliach Stam, Mashma, Shemushliach Kabbalah, Tis Garish with Kabbalah, Shliach Olacha, Shalichanullah. I'll tell you that's Shad Nigamah. If you have to mark the Kasha, Kibbal Amale. So Kimon, the Kabbalah is his Garsha, the Kabbalah. So. But the end, Avozu Kuli Yisera. The Ran can see that she should be divorced, even in a case that we have... Then you can't assume if he never heard that he was before the Shliach Lo'olocha, that he's a Shliach Lo'olocha anyway. None of these assumptions in the world is about coming to try to disqualify the guy. Look, this is the right. Yes. Good. So far so good. We went through this. So far so good. Now we come to what we spoke about yesterday. How do we pass? How do we pass? Here the rift flip-flopped. Flip-flop in the rift. When we have the rift, rift says like this. But the Gemara at the end, which we really didn't pay too much attention yet to, but it's only relevant right now for us, is for one point. The Gemara says, a case of Balaam, you can see here in the rift, Itma, on the fourth line of Lam Nalal. We haven't seen this in the Gemara, we've seen the rift first. Itma, Balaam of the Gerishim, Shlisham of the Gerishim, the Omer, the son of the Omer, the men. And there's no get to be found. Omer, the Omer, the Havidavah, the Shabierva, the Havidavah, the Shabierva, the Prophet Mishnai. Amai, the Hemni, the Shlish. Masa, the Mika, not the Gita, Mito, the Yod, the Lehemni. So the rift, Mihosh Aminas, this Kasha, of the end of the Shlish, the Hilchosukir of Chizda, the Hilad Aminas, the Sigyon Kavasei, period. In other words, the Gemara at the very end, which I haven't even learned yet, is a proof, just those two words, for the hand of the Shlish and the son of the Gemara, proves we paskin like Rav Chisda against Rav Huna.
What do you mean?
The Alam of the Gerish, the Shem of the Gerish, and the Yemet, the Son of the Rav, and the Yemet.
He's the Shlich of all?
What kind of Shlich is he? He's the Shlich, I don't know. It could be the Shlich of Kabbalah, it could be the Shlich of all. If it's Shlich of Kabbalah, who cares what the woman said? Good question. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. It's a good question. No, we're both side. What kind of shlich? Does Rashi say anything? What does Rashi say? Is there any Rashi? Sort of an afterthought. What Rashi? There's no Rashi.
The Baal of the Gershon,
the side of the shlish, the Motzer Allah. That means Allah. So if a shlish also means Allah, Hashem.
That could be.
There is also Allah. This is Allah. That's also Allah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Another thing we should push the riff. Now in the Ain story, which we saw, which Shirak quoted as the riff on Raya. I can see how the Shuvah's riff.
Of course, yeah, but we haven't mentioned the Shuvah's riff.
Let me say, look up in the Ain. You know, we don't look at these things. Who owns the saw that's life with Shuvah's riff?
We said some hackle from the Mamadu.
There was a God like that. We're going to look at the Shuvah's
riff.
Someone who lived in 1999. Oh, yeah, it's Shuvah's riff. And the rib with $9.99, we don't look at his shuvahs.
What the mice. So if they're having to make this medicine, I'm guessing I'm still alive. No?
Yeah, shuvahs are rib. So bring it tomorrow to this medicine, we'll try to look at it. Alright, let's see what we have to say. You don't think it happened?
I don't.
Really? Shuvahs are rib? Alright, could be. Now, so what is the proof? Is it a valid proof or is it not a valid proof? Is it or is it not a valid proof? So, we discussed how we paskin this machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. How do you paskin? And the riff went back and forth. The Rad explained lechores is not a good raya whatsoever. He doesn't think it's a good raya from this line. We should paskin like Rav Chisda. Doesn't see the proof. Ein zu raya. This is the Ran Zim Amasul Itma. Ein zu raya. Docha fila Rav Huna moda. Why? Mishav the Ika Migo. The Imrata Misaro Liyad Ha'isha. Shrei Mikablasa Miyado. For those dami lahidu liyel. The Hossam lek amigu gamur. Shrei lo tekabu miyado. Kadesh lo tekal galatma. Over here, it's an absolute migu. That's one refutation of the proof. Here there's a migu, everyone would agree. What do you mean? Migu could give her the get. In the previous case. No. The question is the mouth of the Gerish and the Shlish of the Gerish. The mouth, let's believe the Shlish. Why at the Migu? But in the earlier one, you didn't have a Migu. We told somebody she doesn't want to take it from him. Oh, hold on, 1/2 a second. Let's make time to the next piece. The Chayim Kosher Abraham made of Ephraim. The Chayim of the Lekka Kosher. The Chuliam is Shlish Nema. Look, I mean, I'm the Yitzbeah Kosher, I'm the Lesbeah Kosher. The Chayim Pasuk Rav Tal Krav Huna, the Rabbi, the Rav Chizdava, the Aloch Ketam, the Mokam Arab, and the Rav also originally passed in that way. I have the proof? No. The Machlok, that's Rav Huna, Rav Chizdava, once again, a big dispute. Baal Amal the Pekon, Shlisham of the Gerishim. Then we pass the line, Rav Huna, Baal wins. And here in the Gemara, Baal Amal the Gerishim, Shlisham of the Gerishim, it's not Machlokas. They're all agreeing. Then, in that kind of a case, they're all in agreement. Then the Gemara says, the hand of the Shlish, even according to Rav Huna, we read this list of the Shlish, where there's no competition, where there's no one saying the Pekodah. That's how the Rana and Ephraim knock off the Raya of the Rift. Lalo. They reject the shot, and they want to suggest, at least as Rift himself has suggested earlier, they should pass the fact like Rav Huna. Fine.
Maybe it was only
Very good question. I saw this question at both times. We pointed out that the Rashba said that Shliach L'Aloch and Shliach L'Kabbalah are identical. They are Aloch the same. You get the impression of the Rashba, there's no room to distinguish. Either it's double or nothing. You either both pay for the Shlishas believe, or in either case. Okay? That's what we saw. Okay. Now, the others agree or disagree? So the Beis Yosef is the following kash. We know that the revolutionary Rishon, his name is the Rif, and in contradistinction to all the Rishonim, he's the one who says that the Gemara is talking about the case of Shliach Lola. Back to the Beis Yosef, what are you talking about? Tosfos saw that way. What do you mean? Because Tosfos we saw earlier today, that's the kasha. What good is before Nechtam do? It's about to always say the Pikot. Wait a minute. Who says before Nechtam do? What kind of shit says that? Only Shliach Lo'olocha. From the fact that Tosfos didn't give the second teretz in the Ran, what the second teretz in the Ran, if you recall, Tibur Matzor Rabunu. The second teretz was at the Baal, never by Shliach Lo'olocha, and before Nechtam by Shliach Lo'olocha. It's a Gevaldic teretz. How come Tosfos didn't give that teretz? Says the Beis Yosef, you know why he didn't give that teretz? Tell him the Rif. Tell him the Rif. That there's no difference between Shliach Lo'olocha and Shliach Lo'olocha. So why did it have only the Rif? Why is only the Rif? So the Beis Yosef answer is that according to other poskim, the machlokas and the Gemara is by both Shliach Lo'olocha and Shliach Lo'olocha. But according to the Rif, they're only fighting about Shliach Lo'olocha, and by Shliach Lo'olocha, everyone agrees the Shlish is believed. It's all right with the Beis Yosef. So what ends up? The Shliach Lo'olocha is more believed than Shliach Lo'olocha. The court of the Rif. Hold on. Court of the Rif. This is what he's saying, Pshat in the Rif. That the Shliach Lo'olocha will be more believed. So I saw in the footnotes on the Beis Yosef, the brand new tour. You have a chance to look it up. A beautiful footnote. Footnote number Kuf Mem Zayin. It's in the Ran, Lashon is Machshma, exactly the reverse. The Ravuna is Machmir, even by Shliach Lo'olocha. And certainly, Rav Huna would be machmir by Shliach L'Kabbalah. To the contrary, Shliach L'Kabbalah is more chomer according to the Rif. Exactly the reverse. So the Afilu in Iran is machmir exactly the opposite direction from the Beit Yosef. Now the Rashba said there's no Afilu in either direction. They're exactly the same. Shavah v'shavah. There's no distinction. We have now three shittas according to the Rif. Within the Rif sheet, the Rashi is exactly the same. Halacha and Kabbalah identical. Identical. Because Yosef Karo, and if he asked the question, what's everyone saying? The Rif has this unique sheet. Everyone knows. They all know they didn't give the Rashi second terrace. Hold. That we're talking about Shliach Lo'olocha as well. So the answer is, yeah, talking about both Shliach. Shliach Lo'olocha and Shliach Lo'olocha, according to Jesus Tosfos, for example, didn't give the Rashi second terrace. With the court of the Rif, the Gemara refers only to Shliach Lo'olocha. That's what they're fighting. Only Shliach Lo'olocha. Only a Shliach Lo'olocha. Everyone agrees that the Shlish is Neman, according to Shita Tarif. So the footnote points out Kuf Mem Zayin that the Rav's expression is mashma to the contrary. A Shliach Lo'olocha is more chomer. And they said according to the Rif, Avuna is machmir even by Shliach Lo'olocha, and certainly by Shliach Lo'olocha. Certainly by Shliach Lo'olocha. Right? V'afilu achid, I think it's around the last line of page 58. V'afilu achid Ravuna Baal Neman. And even more so in the case of Shliach Lo'olocha. So there are three shittas. What's within the Rif? Are they the same, the Rashba Shita? Is there a distinction? Which is the Ran Shita is a distinction, but in one direction. The Ran remember didn't hold up the Rashba Pshat of Shneim Shavah. Had the fancy Pshat I mentioned to you before, that only in the context of what the Gemara called Shliach Lo'olocha and our Mishnah, and the Torah Shliach Lo'olocha. So the Rashba said, the same thing. The Rashba the fancy Teretz. The Gemara's Mashba, the only way
way out for the woman is to have Eidah Shlichah Kabbalah and Eidah Minu and Eidah Kabbalah. What's wrong with the halacha? That's running in the narrow line on page Lamed Aleph. She's the Shittah, that they're not exactly the same. Which direction does it go? That he's even Machmir by what kind of a case? By Shlichah Halacha, would still even be Machmir, would it be? By Shlichah Kabbalah. So Shlichah Halacha is more Chomer. And the base is Saker. Shlichah Kabbalah is more Chomer. That's interesting. Interesting. The Beis Hashem is a second teretz. A second teretz. That according to the, according to what the Beis Yosef said, according to the Ran said, according to the Rish, is a machlokas by Shliach Lo'olocha. Shliach Lo'olocha goes, if it's Rashi, they're arguing only on Shliach Lo'olocha. And Shliach Lo'olocha, everyone agrees, the Shlish is Neman, the second teretz of the Ran. So on that, on in the Ran, referring back to a second teretz, and Shliach Lo'olocha, everyone agrees to believe, that says no, the Rif says no, the Machlok is by Shliach Lo'olocha as well. Forget it's going down one step. That's the second teretz of the Mishnah. I have the simplest teretz of all. My God, the simplest teretz. The Machlok is the Rif, and everybody else is the Machlok. What is the Gemara talking about? Not a machlokas by halacha. Maybe the Rashi was right. Halacha kabbalah the same. But the question, what is the Gemara? Itmar. Rafuda Achisa, what are you talking about? According to every other person so much different than kabbalah, halacha be the same, mazel tov. But the machlokas, the mission is by kabbalah. And according to the Rif, the machlokas is by halacha. If kabbalah is the same, we don't call mazel tov. But the machlokas, what's shot in the Gemara? That's what we're talking about. What's shot in the Gemara? Opposite, not much opposite. According to the Beit Yosef's suggestion, the Beit Yosef is suggesting that the distinction between the Rif and everybody else is as follows. Everyone else says halacha kabbalah the same, and the Rif defined by halacha. By kabbalah, everyone agrees the shlish is never. Kabbalah is better. Greater is more cow, of course. The big divorce is more, the cooler, Kabbalah is more cow. And the rods are feeble, mashma, that it's more common. Mamash bin akotze, el akotze. What's the machai? Who's right? Who's right? Which one is right? Shazak says, follow. The Ran said the halacha is more cow. You know why? Because the get coming from the woman's hand. No, the get comes from the woman's hand. There's much more reason to be makil. What's shot in the Beit Yosef? It's more cow by Shliach le Kabbalah. It's as follows. Caution. Shliach le Kabbalah is not for why. Why? Again, let's answer again. Why? Oh, like this. What's that Buddhist slur? Im Isa le Didah ha Yahid. What does that mean? Not means, this is how the Mepharshim explained. This is on the bottom of this, again, in the footnotes on the Beit Yosef. Means, if you wanted to divorce this woman, you would have done it pronto. You want to get rid of her, then get rid of her. Don't hassle. Don't stall. If you want to get rid of her, you get rid of her immediately. Immediately. So that svara is more true. Now let's get it straight. Why should we more make a Bashdiq the Kabul? Bashdiq the Kabbalah, the Maya says she is divorced immediately. Right? As soon as he gave it to the Shliach. So therefore, if the three are in the same town, right? So what's in Isa Svara? Which way would it be more operative? Would it be more operative by Shliach Lo'olocha or by Shliach Lo'kabbalah? So earlier we said we saw Lo'olocha Svara, by Shliach Lo'olocha, he wants to stall 6 hours to get a tax break. That was the mushroom we gave. Right? But now it's saying for Karen, if a man, according to the Shita, if a man wants to get rid of his wife, he gets rid of her immediately if they're in the same town. Shliach Lo'olocha is only a convenience that you're living 1,000 miles away. So therefore the existence of Shliach Lo'olocha is more preposterous than the existence of Shliach Lo'kabbalah, which is in fact in divorce right away. That's the other svar. I don't want to spend too much time. If you look in the footnotes on the Beit Yosef, he explains beautifully the svar of the kind of lekan. Fine.
we saw a Tosfos here on Asana Gimel Amud Beis. Let's see, go back over here. Now I'm a Lepikadon. Right, the whole discussion in the sugya, the Baal is a Lepikadon, and the woman says, Legerish, or Shlishan is Legerish. Correct Tosfos, Odlo Nogat Baal Omelo Locho, Ushliach Omelo Kabbalah, why don't we give that kind of a case? What is Tosfos' answer? If the boss is a pikadon, so then we'll say, hey, has a point. If he would have wanted to give it to Gerishin, what would he have done? What would he have done? Could have given it straight to her. But if he says no, I'm saying it's leholoka. So I'm saying it's leholoka, right? So the Baal says leholoka, then we know this svar does not apply. The svar does not apply. Why does it apply? He says leholoka, we explained earlier. Because he says, I wanted the to be divorced a little bit later. The question is, everyone agreed. So the Ramah in the Dark Emotion, look it up again, it's on the bottom of the tour. It's Os Lamed Zion asterisk. I guess, you know, like we today, we forget sometimes, we put in an asterisk in our footnotes. Well, Rambam was also a human being, also forgot. So when he was going through Aleph till Mem, he forgot something, he called it Lamed Zion asterisk. He says, the Rav would argue on something. Huh? Kufa Mal. And he says that the Rambam, the Rav would argue on something. And he would say that the Baal is Shliach Lo'olocha, and the Shlish is Shliach Kabbalah, the Shlish is not believed. Not believed. Why? Again, footnote, Kuf Mem Ches, on the bottom, explains that the Rad in the second parrot, right, which we saw earlier, says a Shliach Lo'olocha is always Nemah. Because there's no emisa, right? We saw this. This is the round we saw. It's chazer again. That's this svar comes from the second day in the round. Why? Lo rosa lo limsa lo shetiskara shmiyad. He wanted a tax break, he said, for 6 more hours. Right? Therefore, it was a fight about shliach lalacha versus shliach lekabbalah. The Baal of Tzak is believed. And indeed, Tosfos doesn't hold the Ron second terrace. We know this because Tosfos and Amaral Beth Tech Kasha have two other terraces. That's what the Ramah means. It's a Kot Lama Zion asterisk. That the Tosfos and Lama Shama Gil Lama Zayn is a valid position, but the Ron would disagree. And Tosfos really doesn't hold this business of he wanted to give it to get 6 hours later. They don't hold from that slur. Because the Ron is the second one. So the Ron would argue with Tosfos. He says, if I look at what is Lo'olocha Lekabbalah. So Tosfos says, Lo'olocha Lekabbalah. No question that the Shlish is believed. Isn't that what Tosfos said? No, I forget what we said. Oh, God, very good. You made an excellent point. Now we should have to one. I don't give away this. But the passage in Tosfos is, Hod lo nogat ma'alam ha shlo lo chashlich ha'ol ha'kabbalah, shud lo ha'shayach ha'itayim ha'emisa. That Rav Huna's time is emisa, and Rav Huna's time is not shayach, because of chizda wins the holidays. No machlokas. That's what Tosfos told. But the Rav Mora, Dr. Moshe, Lama Zayin Asterisk, has explained in comment Kuf Mem Ches in the bottom, that in that kind of a case, according to Shita Saran, where the Ran says no, the Ran says, in the second opinion, in the second day, right? Inami. What did he say? That Rav Huna said, Baal Nehmeh by Shliach LeKabbalah, because there's a Reyes, should have given to him. By Shliach LeLoch, there's no Reyes. Okay? Shalo Rosh Alim Salosh Nisgarish Miyad. So if you go take that svara a little bit further, the Baal said he believed. He didn't want it to be Nisgarish Miyad. According to the Ron, second term. They're according to both of our own, right? That's what he says. That's what he says. Ah, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. A Chiddush. I'm not saying it's no Chiddush. But there are more things. You can look it up. It's there. Okay. Fine. One more Nakuda
going to mention now will come to what I want to discuss with Hashem later in the week. I mentioned to you yesterday that Rav Dov Lifshitz, the Chavon of the told me once in a case that she got caught, that the man crossed the George Washington Bridge. Why did he say that? Because the minig of the tour in Shulchan Aruch is that he shouldn't have a shliach of all three are in town. He crossed the bridge out of town. But the Ramah says, nowadays there's a Shtar HaShoah. There's a Shtar HaShoah. What does Shtar HaShoah mean? We don't get some shliach to that bit. The Shtar HaShoah means two Edom are there saying that the husband authorized this guy as a shliach, as a shliach la'alokah. So once you have a Shtar HaShoah, so there should be no problem except the court of George Washington Bridge. Meredith, I was so excited. We were talking about it. We have a Shtar HaShoah, the Ramah's Mefurish. We don't need to cross the bridge anymore. The Machlokas, the Rabbi Rav, the man says, I'm a Shliach. And the husband says, because. So maybe he's credible. If we have a Shtar HaShoah signed by two people, and confirmed by three, that the husband gave the gift to the Shliach, give it to the wife, what kind of garbage? What's he going to say to the Pekodin? It's against the Shtar HaShoah. Too late for him. What if David wants to cross the George Washington Bridge? I found the small print in the box. Small print in the box. I saw the Pitzchei Tshuva quoted. Some Achronim say, even though we have a Shtar HaShoah, we should still worry about it. So I saw he quoted a few, so one of them is a Shavuos Yaakov. I looked at my Bar Ilan CD-ROM. Look up the Shavuos Yaakov. And what does it say there? What does it say there? It says as follows. The same person is the tour. Remember, the tour is the one, listen carefully, the tour is the one who says that we generally speaking nowadays are makbid to use our Shah by Shliach La'olam. It was not really required. That's our minute. To use our Shah by Shliach La'olam. And the tour is the same author who says, cross the George Washington Bridge. So, this Shvashaka doesn't give any logic behind it. Doesn't give a single piece of logic, doesn't make any sense. But the Shavuos Yaakov says it's the same person in the tour who said two things. A, we read our Shah by Shliach Halacha. B, if a Shliach Halacha comes and calls the George Washington Bridge to get out of town. So you see, our Kochel, the Ramah must be wrong. Doesn't give any reason why the Ramah should be wrong. I thought there's two reasons why the Shavuos Yaakov is wrong. Number one, simplest reason, is that the tour is talking about Shliach LeKabbalah. The Torah is talking about a Shliach LeKabbalah. And it, right? And a Shliach LeKabbalah has not a Shah. No, he's talking about a wife. So what does that prove? The Baal and the Pekodin. Oh yeah, the Chaks, I'm shining. The Baal and the Pekodin. So we disprove by the Shliach, but the Hashem, the wife. That's the Narishkeit. So therefore, the Shavuos Yaakov of the Chor is absolutely incorrect. Absolutely incorrect. Even what else you could say? He's talking about the Eger right there, not the Hugalno. The Kitta, the Shavuos Yaakov, I think it's wrong, Pashut. Only thing is, I have to look at some other sources. I don't have yet. There's a Get Makusha or something. I have to, they're not CD-ROM. Because they're not Shuvitz for them. I have to look in the library. So then at a later I'll go look it up. Just bring it to your attention. Fine. Now we come to what I consider to be the most important part of the sugya, which I haven't gotten to yet. I mean, in a lot of the sugya. Some of us went through some of the yeshivas to Rishonim, what they said about this. Very interesting, fascinating. Now I want to come to what I would call a key point in opening up the sugya. So let me try to take a question, and let me also take a sentence. What I keep forgetting every day. Yes? What's today's date? Everybody? Chai. 18. Okay, yeah, I'm just
looking at it.
That's correct. That's where the tour is going. The tour.
So the tour
is like a part of the rush. Pasha Pshat. So much different Kabbalah. Pasha Pshat. Okay. It's done here. The Chavus was here. Why was here? Just a minute ago, huh? I thought it was over. Hallucinating. I thought it was a computer here. I knew he had to be here. Avi Miyakov is here, no? Yeah. Sani? Sano? Is Sano not here? How can that be? Sano's not here. But the mind was here, no? Okay. We have to walk out. Okay, Luna. Elliot here? Yeah, on the back. Yoram, Seth, I'm from me. I can't remember my English names or my Hebrew names. Elliot, well, how do we, I know you as Elliot, or how should I know you? What's the Hebrew name?
Elliot.
That's better. They call you Ellie? Probably Willie Elliott? Now, what do your friends call you?
Elliot.
All right, be Elliot. Shut up. How about Mark F. Dulkowitz?
Yes, Mayor.
Mayor. I got this other list. I know the other list I had. Okay, 8 tennis here. Okay, now my Michael Buckham are all here. Okay, how about my new boys? I don't even know him. Shalom. Jeremy Koppel. Is that Jeremy? Is that the right way to call him? Yitzchak. You prefer Yitzchak? You prefer Yitzchak? You tell me. Yeah, Yitzchak.
Yes.
Yitzchak.
They call me Jeremy.
I don't know what they called you there. Ariel. How about Shlomo Mama? Not here? Shlomo? Not here today. Okay, well, Malcolm absent. Usher's here, Mechama to the Ramah, Gavaldik. Okay, good. Let's go on. Rabosa, I have I'm asking you a fundamental question now. Fundamental question. The word Zahar Hemnei, which is the key to the whole sugya, is said by Rav Chisda. I'm asking a basic question. Tell me, what's that Huna this time? Does the Huna accept Zahar Hemnei, but rather says that the elite, the whole house of the Zahar Hemnei? Or does the Huna deny Zahar Hemnei completely? So you probably said. So you have a good answer. The right answer. I repeat again. The Gemara says, Rav Kish says, the Shlish believes all happened. Rav Huna says, and Yisa, but if the Shlish should have given it, if he wanted a divorce, he would have given it straight into her hands. I'm asking a basic question. Does Rav Kish, does Rav Huna agree with the principle of Ohemne, but if Denise overrides Ohemne, or does Rav Huna deny the principle of Ohemne completely? That's my question. What do you say, Chaim? Well, Rashi tells us, what that means?
Rashi says,
oh, that's Rashi tells us, what do Ohemne mean? According to Rashi, it means amigu slash biodo, and according to Tosis, he gave credibility. You need to weigh him against him. We saw the Rashi, what's the matter? Whatever he says, go. So what do you say? Must be that if he accepts it, but in Isa, overpowers him. If you hold, what? If you hold, no, Hemne means he gave him absolute, unlimited power, that's quite to the contrary. To the contrary, if it would exist, it means they couldn't possibly overpower. It means no better situation. Must be doesn't exist at all. Doesn't exist. Not true. No, what do you say to a Chaim's Torah? Sounds good, no? Sounds good, yes. Sounds excellent. I'm very impressed. So what's the truth? Now that you laid it out for us, beautiful. Not much beautiful. But what's the truth? What's the truth? Who knows the truth? Chazer again. What exactly is the opinion of Rav Huna with respect to Ohemne? Did he accept it, but immediately overpowers it? Or does he reject it completely? That's the question. So that's the Ritva answer, you see. It's the last time I'm up, we didn't get that for you. The Ritva discusses this. The Ritva says we'll be much more blocked in the sugya. And the Chazanish agrees, much more smooth in the sugya to assume that Rav Huna rejects it completely. Rejects it. But you know what bothers him? The expression of the Gemara. So should have said, Rav Huna, Rav Chis, the Shlish Hamadar Hamne, Rav Chis, Rav Huna, Hamadar Hamne, finished. That's all, call the spade a spade. Hamne, Allah Hamne. What are you hacking with the Misa? What are you hacking with the Misa for?
What are you hacking? In the sack of the Gemara hack. Forget the expression, it's waking up. Taking a mother. Who knows? Using the expression that Emisa implies as a ritual that indeed Hemne, but Emisa overpowers the Hemne. That's the impression which is conveyed by the Lashon of the Gemara. That's what the Ritva says.
Maybe Rabbuna went first, so...
Rabbuna went first. So therefore what?
So he doesn't have a response to Rabbuna.
So it's not a response to Rabbuna, so therefore what?
So you can't say right, that he should have said the opposite of Rabbuna.
So what should he have said?
The right is that if Rabbuna was arguing, he should have said no.
Rabbuna came first. Rabbuna said, Baal is Nemun. Why? What? Why not? Why should the Shlish be Nemun? That's all. Rabbuna came first. Rabbuna was first. He was the Rebbe.
No, that's the thing.
The right
is that if Rabbuna was arguing...
Rabbuna was the Rebbe. He came first. You're right. That's what the Repatik was the Rebbe told before. He's the top. Rabbuna should have said, Rabbuna says, Baal Nemun, because why should the Shlish be Nemun? If indeed Rabbuna denies the whole principle of Hemne, so let him just say, but Baal Nemun, because the Shlish has no Nemun. Why should he be willing? Yes, the why?
No.
Maybe. Let me ask you a question. This is a very good question. Chaim started, I think, I love the way Chaim broke open the sugya. Beautiful. Chaim said that this shaila of whether or not Rabbuna accepts Hemne should depend upon what Hemne means. Chazer again. If Hemne means Migu Biyazo, of course he accepts the fact, the reality. He cannot accept it. If Hemne means what? He gave them the power that their mothers to unfettered power. That even if he's telling a lie, I'll have to live with his lie. And I'm giving to get over the Shem Gerishin because he lied and said it to Shem Gerishin. So then, that's such a powerful force that it what? It should what? No? It should beat out on the Emisa. So the fact that Rabbuna accepts Emisa means he must by definition reject Hemne, right? It's a beautiful guy. Let me tell you, there's one sefer who wrote forever this sugya, paragraph after paragraph after paragraph, with sheer brilliance. That's called the Torah of Yitzchak. What do you want to say?
I wonder, if you still were to reject the whole concept of Hemne, so in a case where not all three are in the same era, on what basis would you believe the speech?
Good question. Well, let me repeat the question. We already saw that the fight between the Amoraim is if all are in the same city. If they're not in the same city, then everyone seems to agree that the Shlish should be believed. It's a death magnetosh. If everyone accepts Hemne, then Gevaldik. Then say, well, the Shlish is them. And there's no way to be accepted if they're in two different towns. But if you say that he denies Hemne from Eikara, it doesn't hold it from the very beginning, so there's no reason to accept the Shlish is them on it. So why is the Shlish believed in a case in which they're in three different cities? Two different cities? And the Rabbuna seems to agree that the Rabbuna would admit that the Shlish is believed in that kind of a case. That's a good cash. Maybe with it. Let me first answer the first cash, and if you have time, we'll get to your cash too. So the Torah's Gittin, again, there's a lot to say. I didn't put it on the Ma'am HaKarmis because it's just so long. But and it's in two places, by the way. It's in his parish of the Gemara, and in his parish of the Shulchan Aruch. Siflun Hay. Right? He has double dipping over here. His parish of the Gemara, he asks this question. He's trying to say what Chaim said should not necessarily be completely compelling. Yes, in a fact, he asked us of kasha in a different word. In Kenner Abuna, my time and Emma Ashlish is Aino Birakat. No less let's draw the hand. Is that your kasha word for word? You machava to the kasha of the Torah's Gittin, although he skipped the line when he goes to it. So we're Rashba, we'll see the Rashba tomorrow. No, we haven't seen the Rashba today. No Rashba. Tomorrow. He's like this. Again, he's saying with the Rashba, but the Svaras are good even for everybody. This is what he said. Listen to this. Rabuna Gamken is the Svar the Hemne. Rashi saw there, the Im Isa Chazaka Aliftahu, means very powerful, Uke'ed the Dummy. So we start laughing. Let me aid the Dummy. We saw the Rashash, that even Adam won't help. So a big deal, it means like Adam. So, but even Adam won't help. So how is this going to help? Look what he says, that's just exploring. The Kevan Shahabirur, the Im Isa, Bo, Kodem, Amirat Hashlish, Shuv Lo Meheman Hashlish. He wants to slug up what Chaim says. Chaim says that if, let's gather again, what does Chaim say? Chaim says that if you have the principle of Hemne, by definition it must be that Im Isa. If Hemne means the Sirat HaNemonis, he gave over Nemonis. Is the answer. You gave over the Nemonis, but this guy, even if he lies through his teeth, my life will be governed by his law. So that they mean, right? Even Meshaker, even if Adam comes, but it's always as the Torah gives him, if Adam comes after he spoke. And if he lied in Bezin, but at the time that he lied, his lie was accepted. So I'm giving him unfettered power that if he goes to Bezin and says it's the Gerushu, even if it's an outright lie, as long as Bezin's accepted the Shaito, my life will be led on that thing. That's it. That's why I made it the understanding I have with it. But what will happen is on his way to Bezin, and before he gets into the room, Twitter starts screaming out, liar, 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 before he even walked in. So the Bezin won't accept them in the first place. So then, if the Bezin won't accept them in the first place, I didn't put my life in the hands of somebody who Bezin won't accept them in the first place. So the Torah's written, in Isa is a kind of what we call a non-tzadek, going through Abuna, it's like Adim. But not like Adim will come after the Shlish walked in and said his peace. It's Adim who, in effect, walked in before he opened his mouth. And if Adim walked in before he opened his mouth, this kind of Adim is superior to the Hemne, even the Hemne of Tosfos. So says the Chiddush, the Sefer Torah Gittin. What a Chiddush. 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 Amazing Chiddush. Chaim was right. I think Chaim was a goyin of Chaim. But he said it's so true, so emesic what he said. That if you hold like Rashi, a body has to hold Hemne. It's a fact. It's a fact of life. Bigu biyodo. You can't argue with it. Now look, I even say beats it up. But the care, if Hemne means you gave him absolute amonis, it's an automatic win. Beats up Adam. So by definition, everyone must deny Hemne. Because if you accept Hemne, how can I not try to beat it out? Right? I put you 100% right. Well, as great a genius as you are, the Torah is the greater genius. He said that even though Hemne is so powerful, it's like it's gonna work even if the guy's a liar, and to wait to say he's a liar, that's only if the Adam says a liar after he's finished speaking in Bezin. But if the Anan Sadeh says he's a liar before he opens his mouth, then this is never accepted in the first place, and that kind of power you never gave him. Shoyim. I only one more thing to tell you before we stop. And that is a radical reading of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish had a Ritva, and he sympathized with the Ritva's plight. The Ritva likes the glass of shot that the Rabbuna denies Hemne completely. But then at the end, after the law of the last line, he said before also, Avaloshon Yisid Legershon Yavani Alei, Eino Mesyashev Heidel the Fipirish there. If in fact Rabbuna denies Hemne completely, so what do you need Isa for? What do you need the word of Isa for?
before. But the Chazish had a radical interpretation. A radical interpretation. Doesn't mean it's a raya against the shlish for the fact that the husband didn't give the get directly to the wife. No. It means a lumpus. It's not balabatish, it's lumpus. A whole new lumpus. I'm going to leave the glossary of terms in 1 minute, half a minute, and tomorrow I'm going to start the shiur with this concept based upon the Rashi. Tomorrow I hope you will have seen the Rashi. Today, just careful, I didn't even quote the Rashi to you. Not at all. But tomorrow there's going to be plenty of Rashi, so we hope you have a chance to see that end. And that is, there is this concept known as, we saw it in the Rashi, Tfisas Balashtar. We spoke about this the very first day. Remember that? The opening day. Made a scene, made a mystery, remember? Tfisas Balashtar, the whole business. How does that fit into our studio? Does it apply to a shlish? Does it apply to a woman? The Megoresh, if it does apply to the woman, if it applies to the woman, why should it apply to the shlish? The Rashba has Takasha, the Parish. The Chazanit is going to try tomorrow to put the words of the Rashba into the Gemara, Shaloka Pshuta. I think going to defend the opinion which is suggested by the as well. Mission tomorrow, we'll continue with this very important mission. Okay. I'm missing my piece of paper. Russian? Yes. No, the tool. Say it again. Show on the back. I only have one copy. I need three pieces of paper. I have one. I need 2, 3, and 4. For the back, page what? Oh, cool.